the number of homecomings, the length of time that Payne has been around.
We are celebrating 136 years. And we'll do that with our Founders Day convocation, which will be held on Friday at 10:30 in the Gilbert Lambeth Memorial Chapel on the campus of Payne College. And that event is open to the entire community, so anyone who wishes to attend can come.
So what else do you have going on?
On that same day, we will have a ribbon cutting for the Candler Memorial Library Building. The ribbon cutting will be held at 1 p.m. We have done some upgrades to Candler, and so we want to celebrate that, and we'll do that again through the ribbon cutting. We will have a homecoming parade on Saturday at 11 a.m. It will start from the Academy of Richmond County and end at Payne College, or close to Payne College. We have games. The Lady Lions will play at 2 p.m., and the Lions will play at 4 p.m. The games will be against Morris College from Sumter, South Carolina. We're very excited about that. Both of the games will be held in our Hill Complex there on the campus. And the last event for Saturday will be the Step Show, which will be at 7 p.m. But we do have other events through the week. May I share that with you, listeners?
Yes.
One of the things that we will be the Conference on the Black Experience. It's an academic conference that we've had for many years now, over 20 years. And we actually start with the conference on Tuesday, February 6th. And the theme this year is breaking down the barriers. Just how far have we come? What it means to be Black in America. And on Tuesday, the conference will have its opening reception and activity at 6 p.m. in the Student Center. So there's just one conference event on Tuesday evening. And then on Wednesday, we will have other conference activities beginning at 8 a.m. in the Candler Memorial Library Building. Some people call it the old library. Alumni will recognize it as the old library.
Okay.
And the exact schedule is located on our website. But then on Thursday, the conference continues with a session that begins in Candler at 9 a.m.
Okay. So most of the week then, something's going to be taking place.
Something is going on each day. There are student activities for the Payne College students going on in the evening. They'll have a Lions Image Award. They had a midnight pancake breakfast.
Tell us more about that Lions Image Award.
Well, I think this is the first time that that's being hosted by our Student Affairs Activities Unit. And they are going to give out awards almost like the Oscars or the Emmys. They have had students vote for people in various categories, students as well as administrators, and so they'll present awards on Thursday night.
I like the fact that it won't be just the students getting awards, but the faculty as well.
Right.
That's
right.
Awesome. So we get to have both sides shine that night.
Exactly. We're excited about it because, as I said, it is the first time. I don't know all of the categories yet. No. I'll learn more about that on Thursday at the event. But it's exciting.
So is that an inaugural event for the Lions Award?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we can look forward to this from now on.
Right.
That's
awesome. The plan.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And so I imagine the students are pretty excited about this, too. Do you have students who are in leadership positions who are helping to coordinate any of this effort?
Oh, yes, definitely. Our Student Government Association is coordinating this, and there's a homecoming committee that consists of students as well as staff and faculty as well.
Gotcha.
So all sides are participating.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I tell you what, I'm very excited about what you all are doing there. Dr. Jones, you all have another major event coming up that the community has to know about.
Absolutely, we do. And we are very excited because it is the return of the annual Presidential Scholarship Gala and Mass Ball. We are very excited about that. That will happen on Friday, February 9th at our Hill Complex on the campus of Payne College. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and the program will start at 7 p.m. And we are very excited because, again, Ms. Cheryl Underwood, actress, philanthropist, and co-host of the talk on CBS, will be with us headlining the evening.
Exciting.
And we're going to have some bands. our listeners may know, Sean McDonald and Company. He performed for us during our recent Ann N. Johnson Music Festival and was a big hit at that event. He's, as I understand it, in school at A.R. Johnson. Outstanding musician. And also, we will have Mr. Linwood Holmes and Sounds Unlimited Band providing music for us that evening. And I think everybody knows Linwood Holmes and Sounds Unlimited. Yeah. So it's going to be a wonderful evening. Along with those groups and individuals that I've mentioned, we will have the walking of the purple carpet as people enter the facility. And we will also have a parade of mask competition. It is a formal event, so we are asking people to wear formal attire, but you need to come with a mask, and there will be judging of the best mask in several other categories.
Okay, so this is going to be a fun-filled evening. Even though it's formal, it's going to be fun-filled from start to finish.
Exactly, exactly. Tickets are still available. The donation is $125 per person, and tickets are available at the campus, the Institutional Advancement Office. And I should also mention that as a part of this event, we will have, as our master of ceremony, Mr. Jay Jeffries, who's well-known in the Augusta community.
Yes, indeed. Outstanding. He's a funny man. He just has a great way of just making things flow when he's emceeing. So he's going to help make that a lot of fun, too.
Right. The combination of Mr. Jeffries and Ms. Cheryl Underwood, I'm sure, will be delightful for everyone.
Yes, indeed. Cheryl Underwood, have fun while you're there.
We prefer that people buy tickets ahead of time. I don't think they're going to be sold at the door. But people can get tickets from our Office of Institutional Advancement, located on the first floor of Haygood Hosey Hall.
Okay.
And I tell everybody that's the building facing 15th Street, the one with the clock tower.
Yeah, gotcha.
Office of Institutional Advancement.
For people who are interested in purchasing tickets online, is that an option?
Yes, that is. People can also go to our website, which is www.payne.edu.
All right. So www.payne, remember, put that E on there, P-A-I-N-E.edu, and you can purchase your tickets there as well. And Dr. Jones, it's been great having you, and I'm so glad that you are going to be doing what you're doing with regards to the homecoming week. And we're wishing a lot of success, especially with the new part, the Lions Underwood.
Thank you, Mr. Thornton. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Everybody, if you can go there, remember now, you can go to Haygood Hosey Hall. You can go online at www.payne.edu. Look forward to seeing you there. Have a good one.